20s. Only widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms Thursday as well as Friday. Each day heat index is 105 to 110, if not hotter. Ralph Sanjeet, WGSO. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite. Live entertainment. A melon eating contest. Watermelon relay race. An antique tractor show. A watermelon 5K fun run walk Saturday at 6 a.m. Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tests. $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite. Brewer Guard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 22nd, 23rd, 24th. At the Brewer Guard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit ExploreLouisiana.com to plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said on the airwaves. We say hello to our friends online at WGSO.com, on the mobile devices with the Mixer app, and on the dial at 990 AM. We're here Wednesdays at 5. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we want to hear from you. 504-556-9696 is the talk line, and the email address is jeff@wgso.com. A lot we're going to get into here this evening. And I want to start off, Mimi, with the unprecedented arraignment and arrest of Donald Trump. He was indicted and arraigned up in New York, but that was a local issue. This is a federal issue.
Bogus.
And the one up in New York is bogus. The lawsuit from the woman is bogus. This is bogus. So
we're going to get into it.
I think he turned lemons into lemonade by going to that restaurant.
I think that the Democrats turned lemons into lemonade, and they don't even realize it, and they're shooting themselves in the foot because they have Trump derangement syndrome so bad.
But I'm saying what the president did is took advantage of an opportunity to see some supporters down in Miami. Then he did another big event in New Jersey. He blasted them. He got coverage on at least Fox and Newsmax. Of course, CNN.
Oh, no. Because they were covering him, his ride to the airport, they thought. But then he makes a stop at Versailles Bakery. I know. But I'm telling you that CNN's Jake Tapper, they had him on. And the minute he started in that bakery, he goes, no, we don't need to see this. Cut away. He's like, cut away from this. We're not going to give him this boot.
So anything that's a positive, where he's getting support from people, where he's doing an interchange with regular folks, serenading, happy birthday, CNN won't show it. CNN is a despicable communist news network, Clinton news network.
No, but they shouldn't say, cut away.
Right.
And Anderson Cooper shouldn't say after the town hall, I'm embarrassed that you had to be exposed to that.
I'm embarrassed that Anderson Cooper is on the air. He's getting millions of dollars from Pfizer, by the way. It's quote-unquote advertising.
Personally?
Yeah. I mean, it's for support for his show.
He pushes it.
So we've got Donald Trump, of course, fighting this, and he's got more. He's got to fight a Georgia case. He's got more up in New York. He's got the special counsel looking at January 6th.
No, that wasn't in the... Wait.
That's a separate investigation.
That's going to be a separate indictment?
Yeah, could be. So he could be indicted for January 6th. He could be indicted for Georgia.
And the January 6th thing, it's going to go nowhere because he didn't do anything.
Well, he didn't do anything with the boxes. And as he pointed out in his speech, other presidents have done much worse. Bill Clinton had recordings in his sock drawer.
Sockgate.
Nothing ever happened to Bill Clinton.
Sockgate.
So it really is as many people have said, despicable. So AG Garland praises the special counsel after the Trump indictment. Merrick Garland picked the most hardcore Trump-hating prosecutor that he could find.
But he's a loser. He loses cases left and right. He lost a court case in front of the Supreme Court. He's been losing. He's a loser. He brings bogus charges and loses. I mean, it's absurd. So can I jump in here? Okay, so I watch a lot of Fox News, and I do a lot of research. And the attorneys that are being relied upon for their opinions have actually stated some things, and they've only been allowed to say them once, and it happened twice. So this is how NARA works, National Archives, okay? You get every president that leaves office gets 2 years to go through their boxes, and what they do is they separate their personal belongings from things that might not be, you know, maybe they're classified or whatever, but they get the chance, the opportunity to do that. And NARA sets up shop in whatever city they're in. And that's where you keep the documents, and that's where you go through them. But they didn't do that. Okay? So he has 2 years. And they started on him immediately. And the way NARA went about it was they went directly to the DOJ, and the DOJ said, we can't just do an investigation. You have to go through the White House. So they took it to the White House, Biden, and he said, okay. And excuse me. He went to the DOJ and said, green light. So then this whole thing started. You know the two documents they were using? One is a letter that Obama wrote to Trump on his way out the door. You know how they all leave a letter for the incoming. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's not classified.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wait.
504-556-9696. The whole thing is just infuriating.
Well, and there's more.
Yeah.
My research.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So now you get it down in Miami. And they are terrified. And now the reason it's in Miami is because they didn't want to seem, impartial. Because they knew. They don't want him convicted. They thought that this would cause his believers to leave.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen. In fact, they're all upset that he's getting more support now. And you know, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Jill Biden, they were all saying they can't believe that all these people are still with Trump.
How do they not believe it?
Well, they thought...
What's wrong with these people?
They thought that this would be... but not just him. The Republican candidates running for president, they're in amazement that people haven't left Donald Trump, and they're not getting any support. So
only Biden.
His numbers have gone up.
Oh, yeah. Only Biden
could
manage... Mm-hmm. To make every candidate on the Republican side rally in unison around Trump.
But the only one,
and they didn't think that it would happen.
The only one who really, I think, went out there for him was Vivek Ramaswamy, who went down there, did a news conference, said he would pardon Trump, said the whole thing was bogus. He's now filed a Freedom of Information Act request. He wants to see those communications.
And Judicial Watch.
So, but among the presidential candidates, I think he's stood out to me. So I give him high marks. 504-556-9696 to join us. It is He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Also, we're following the pride controversy of the big event at the White House where men and women went topless. Trans women.
They're not women.
So, biological men, biological women. So, the women went topless after their breasts.
They're not women.
No, I'm saying the biological men that are trans women did, but also the biological women who are now quote-unquote men, they went topless too with their breasts cut off.
With their scars.
Yes.
Okay, and now this is all plastic surgery, people.
Yeah.
This is... It's nothing more than plastic surgery.
It's sad.
Plastic surgery makes you feel more of whatever thing you're thinking,
right.
It doesn't. Regular women can get breast augmentation and they regret it. I mean, it's like I can get Botox in my face and be like, oh my God, I went too far. I can get lip fillers, which I did one time, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
These people have used these procedures to think they're now a different sex. And
no, they're wearing woman face.
And what is really sad is that they now want to do this to children and believe that those of us who say that this is inappropriate, should be illegal, are somehow haters. No, we're protecting children from mutilation, which should not be going on among anybody under the age of 18. All right, let's take a brief
and
time out.
And sterilization, that's what they...
it's horrible.
That's what happens.
It is absolutely...
that's puberty
show.
Blockers.
All right, it's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. You can check us out Wednesdays at 5, and we got a lot to talk about. So we'll have a brief time out, take care of some business, back with a whole lot more. We'll be right back. Join us Thursday night for Politics with a Punch. It's Louisiana's version of Politically Incorrect. I'm Jeff Currier, and I get to serve as MC of this great show. Our panel will include the incomparable entertainer Jennifer Flowers and a host of all-stars. Doors open at 6. The event begins at 8. Join us for cocktails, dinner, and a whole lot of fun at the Quarterview Restaurant on Clearview Parkway in Metairie. Tickets are available at the door or for a discount at ringsidepolitics.com. See you Thursday night.
Great news! The Home Defense Foundation will soon resume its free self-defense and firearm classes. These classes are absolutely free, including trainer time, firearm use, free ammo, and free targets. Learn about firearm safety and learn what type of self-defense firearm to buy before you buy the wrong one. To learn about upcoming classes, join our mailing list at hdfnola.org. We never ask for money and we don't send spam. That's hdfnola.org. And come to one of our free events and hear great speakers like Metro Crime Commission President Rafael Goyeneche. Free firearm lessons and free events. You can't beat it. We don't ask for money and we never send spam. hdfnola.org.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org. All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. I'm Jeff Currier.
I'm Mimi Currier.
And Mimi, Donald Trump looks like he's raised a lot of money since the arraignment, which is good, even though some of the Republicans are criticizing him. They're also trying to criticize the Justice Department and trying to have it both ways. Mike Pence, he just
doesn't do it for me. Oh, my God.
Chris Christie, he doesn't do it for me either.
Well, he's come out. He thinks his strategy is just to be a bulldog.
Yeah.
And that guy is a traitor. First, he's not for Trump because he ran against him. And then he is for Trump once Trump won. And he helped him with his debate.
And he also recommended Christopher Wray, maybe the worst FBI director in history, maybe even worse than James Comey.
And now he comes out like he's the second coming to Christ. And he's the reason that Obama was reelected.
Yeah, he gave him a big old bear hug after Hurricane Sandy. 504-556-9696. We'll go to the phone calls in a minute. Open line here on the program. Also, this evening, an amazing story, an absolute outrage. Republicans don't stick together again. A proposal to censor the liar, the abomination, Adam Schiff, who lied about Donald Trump, lied about the Russian collusion narrative. It was a resolution by Representative Anna Paulina Luna. It fell short as 20 Republicans voted with the Democrats to keep Adam Schiff from being censured. Now, let me ask you this. If the Democrats would have done that to a Republican, do you think 20 Democrats would vote with the Republicans? Do you think the Democrats would bail on their party like Republicans do time and time again?
Okay, that's obviously rhetorical, but didn't I curse during the break? I mean, I was...
right.
You know, Adam Schiff comes out of a skiff reading these documents that were supposedly explosive, you know, for the Durham report or whatever. Wasn't that it? And he comes out and goes, it's damning. He's in trouble, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, there's no difference than what Trump's recording, supposedly, of talking to someone.
Right.
When he just gives an overview, he's like, yes, you know, Millie was trying to do this. He didn't say, trying to start a war with Iran. He didn't say how.
Right.
He didn't say why. He didn't say any of that.
Right. So the resolution concerning Schiff regards him lending credibility to the Steele dossier, which was phony. We all know it was phony. Abusing his privileged access to classified information, as you said, going out of those secure rooms and abusing that privilege. Violating Carter Page's civil liberties by smearing him as a Russian collaborator, which is a lie. Falsely denying that his staff coordinated with a whistleblower to launch the first impeachment of President Trump. And reciting a false concocted rendition of a phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Luna claimed that Schiff owes the American people a debt. His lies, misrepresentations, abuses of information resulted in a Russian collusion investigation that cost taxpayers $32 million. To recoup the debt, Luna suggested that Schiff be fined $16 million so that he have to pay for at least half of this debacle of an investigation. But 20 Republicans wouldn't go along.
You know, if they didn't want the fine...
Mm-hmm.
They could have just voted to censure
mm-hmm.
because he needs an asterisk next to his name.
Right.
So this worries me because I don't think the Republicans need to impeach Biden. And we all know he's not going to be removed because the Senate, he gets impeached and it moves to the Senate and the Senate votes to remove. Mm-hmm. So we just need the impeachment in the House so he can have an asterisk next to his name.
I want to tell you that there were 20 Republicans who voted for Adam Schiff, and one of them is Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves.
No!
He was one of the ones that voted with Adam Schiff.
What?
So
what?
Did, yeah. So did also Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who's supposedly this great libertarian. And McClintock, Tom McClintock of California, he's supposedly a conservative. So anyway, you had 20 of them voting with this guy, and he survived. It's pathetic. Pathetic. 504-556-9696.
But now he's emboldened.
Yeah.
Do they not realize what they did?
Mm-hmm.
They emboldened this criminal.
Right.
I can't.
So now, of course, we've also also following this evening what is happening here with Daniel Perry, a young man who I think saved lives on a subway. He stopped a guy from attacking others, a guy who was obviously threatening other people. He did not mean to kill him. The man died.
He didn't. He turned him into recovery mode, and the guy was awake and breathing.
Right. So the guy died. They're now indicting him. So this young man is going to have to face trial in New York City. Nobody gets indicted in New York City unless you're this guy or Donald Trump.
No. But okay, so he finally gave an interview.
Yeah.
And he said something that has not been reported. He said that this mentally deranged person was pointing at people and go, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Okay, that's a threat, right?
I agree.
And if words are violence, as the left would have you believe, that's violent. And so, you know, I think he's going to be okay, because the people of New York City are also upset with the crime.
Right.
They're also been victimized.
They have. They have. 504-556-9696. We want to get to our calls and want to bring up one other issue, and then we'll get to our phone calls here on this busy Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, tomorrow night is Politics with a Punch. Mimi's going to be there, and you're going to be actually selling some of your books.
They are the last of my copies,
mm-hmm.
and you can get an autographed copy that you can't get on Amazon. So I would appreciate it.
Yes.
You come out and enjoy my book that honors history.
Yeah.
And monuments from mm-hmm. all of history.
Right.
Only one Confederate statue is listed in the book.
Right.
And it was, you know, maligned. And boy, did they take to Amazon to try to, you know, that's what they do.
Well, we don't need to worry about them. We just need to worry about the truth. And that is that you did this because you care about history.
And
don't want to destroy history.
And let me just tell you what Amazon did. They changed the cover of my book to a Nazi book about how to convert. And it took me a while to get them to change a children's book cover back to my cover.
But you got it changed.
Yeah, but this is the stuff that's happening.
They do it all the time. So you'll be there tomorrow, and folks can get a copy of your book. And, of course, come for a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you there. It's Politics with a Punch. Jennifer Flowers is going to be on the panel.
I can't wait.
Need we say more? And also Ken Ferguson, our great impersonator, will be doing a Bill Clinton impression, which should be amazing.
So, Jennifer is the only, the only attractive.
We'll talk more about it when we come
back. Woman.
Helpless under its weight as it tries to take more and more of your freedom. Does your government seem dead set on making you live in a constant state of fear, frustration, and anxiety while it tramples on the individual freedom that you were guaranteed under the Constitution? Do you feel voiceless and alone? Are you sick and tired of being oppressed and abused? Well, do not fear. The Louisiana Citizen Advocacy Group, LCAG, is here and near. LCAG is the only advocacy group in Louisiana who has but one loyalty: the citizens of the great state of Louisiana. If you are tired of being ignored by your elected representatives, join our cause as we clean out the traitors in our state legislature. The legislators who are supposed to be protecting you, but instead have betrayed you and sold you out. Go to LCAG.org and join the growing army of Louisiana citizens who are going to return the Louisiana legislature to the people. That's LCAG.org.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Join us Thursday night for Politics with a Punch. It's Louisiana's version of Politically Incorrect. I'm Jeff Cruer, and I get to serve as MC of this great show. Our panel will include the incomparable entertainer Jennifer Flowers and a host of all-stars. Doors open at 6, the event begins at 8. Join us for cocktails, dinner, and a whole lot of fun at the Quarterview Restaurant on Clearview Parkway in Metairie. Tickets are available at the door or for a discount at ringsidepolitics.com. See you Thursday night.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Governor John Bel Edwards signed legislation to mandate 15 minutes of recess for public school kids, K through 5th grade. State Superintendent of Education Cade Brumley approves. He says recess is beneficial to kids in so many ways.
We're going to focus on the literacy stuff. We're already getting better there. We're about to tackle math. It's not going to hurt, and in fact, it's going to help to give kids just a little time during the day to go out, get some sun, and play with their peers.
Many Louisiana schools already have recess. This bill assures that they all will, starting in the fall. State lawmakers also approved $44 million for the early childhood education program's child care component to assist low-income families with daycare concerns. Libby Sonier is with the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children.
That replaces 3,520 seats of 16,000 child care seats we're about to lose. And so we're grateful that we're going to be able to, you know, hold on to about 3,500, but we still have a lot of families that are going to lose access to child care.
She says the state needs to make a bigger commitment in future budget years. This is news from LRN.
I like to say that we're a five-star hotel for airplanes. When people walk in these hangars, probably the most common thing I hear is, wow, these hangars are beautiful.
Mueller metal buildings are made to last.
A lot of people know Mueller makes a very good product. We like the metal. It withstands the test of time, it's hardy, and everybody was so easy to work with. If we had to do it over again, we would definitely stay with Mueller.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company. We help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
The American Italian Cultural Center is located at 537 South Peter Street in downtown New Orleans. At the center, you can visit our museum, where you will learn the story of America, when an expanding country after the Civil War was in need of a larger workforce, which Southern Italy was eager to supply. We are one of the city's secret multicultural gems. Explore our museum. Rent one of our beautiful event spaces. We offer dual citizenship assistance and translation services. Take an Italian language class, enjoy our concerts and lectures, and travel with us to lovely Italy. I'm Frank Maselli, chairman of the American Italian Cultural Center. Learn more at AmericanItalianCulturalCenter.com or call us at 504-522-7294. Ciao.
All right. Good song. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer. What's that?
You Can't Help But Dance. I'm Mimi Cruer.
Can't Help But Dance. All right. Right now, we'll open up our phone lines, 504-556-9696. There are other issues we're going to get to, including the Biden situation and a Bud Light update.
Oh, you mean the bribe?
The bribe, yes. And impeachment, which I'm all for. I've been waiting for these people
to impeach.
Well,
now that they didn't censure Schiff, I'm worried.
Oh, they're not going to impeach him. They're not going to impeach him.
No, but he's not going to be removed. He needs the asterisk.
He does. I know. But impeachment is what the House does. They
No, I know that.
Do it. If they have a majority, they should do it. But they're not. So they're not. It's because Republicans are Republicans. Let's go to our good friend in the Buckeye State, the Queen City. Cash Money is with us.
Cash.
In Cincinnati. How are you, sir?
How are you, Mimi? How are you, Jeff? How are you, Mimi?
Good.
Doing good.
Good.
I sure miss you all. I'd love to be at that show tomorrow, but life sort of deals us funny on a regular basis, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
This vote today, these 20 members that voted against, they're just McCarthy's posse. I told you he was a pino rhino. He's not a patriot. He's not a Republican. He's a treasonous scum bucket. So I think since they're calling for it, we should just call for his removal tomorrow. You want to play games? We need to get more deviant, Mr. Republicans. We need just to quit acting sensible. Let's start acting like them, sort of. Let's do it with some morals, but let's time to put it to them. How long is this going to go on? Until the election? Which is going to be stolen. The machines are still
no,
here.
No, it's not. Stop. Don't say
this?
That. It's
well,
not going to be stolen.
What makes you think so? What
why
makes
are you,
you
so
really
confident?
Believe
why are you
that?
So confident?
Because they're exposed, and we're going to get a ground game.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right
yeah.
now, we're going to have people at the polling places. Nobody's ever going to leave.
Hang on
I'm
my.
Telling you.
The problem
they're
is.
They're shut their machines down in the middle of the night. Take a million votes just like that, and we ain't going to do nothing. What are we going to do?
Got,
do what we did in 2020? We need to do something today, right now. We're at war with China. They're tearing our country up, and we need to put the screws to them. I say the next move should be, let's call for McCarthy's head on the platter. Time for you to go, Mr. McCarthy. We knew you was. You didn't do nothing. You're talking smack, and then you go do this? Because it's your 20 lackeys that have got together today to put this vote through, so Schiff, who's the biggest treasonous pig this country's ever seen, gets by without a slap on the wrist, and you think we're going to accept this even in 10 years from now? No. You're going
so who
down
would you,
to
who
treason.
Would you replace him with, Cash Money? Who should be the next speaker?
I don't trust none of them. I mean, look at mine. J.D. Vance up there playing like he's a good guy, and the man is not calling me. And this is legitimate, and I got a serious problem. Been going on 15 years, and nobody will actually help me because they're all deviant. They protect themselves. They're playing a big game of Monopoly, and the fix is in. And there's the banker.
Right.
I'm tired.
Well,
and
we
got to
come up. We
got to
come up with a replacement for him. Some people say Jim Jordan. Some people say
the way I understand it is
Byron
anybody
Donald.
Can be.
So yeah, I want Byron.
Go put Trump. Yeah. Let's go ahead and put Trump in there right now. He'll still run for president, but let's let him run it for the next 14 months.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the scumbuckets getting away with. They're getting away with. Oh my
I'm tired
God.
Too. I'm tired.
I'd love Trump
say
in there.
A prayer.
Yeah. I'd love to get rid of McCarthy, and I'd love Trump in there. I think that'd be outstanding.
But well, I think that'd be our first step
ideas.
To getting rid of Biden. Biden, actual resonating results immediately. I'm tired of this slow roll. And if they think we're going to take another summer of this and watch a new round of COVID come in January, kiss my. I got to go, Jeff. I don't want to explode.
All right. Thank you, Cash. That's Cash Money with us.
I'm telling you, if everybody comes out en masse and votes for Trump, they can't steal it if it's a massive vote.
Well, just look at what happened in 2020.
I know what happened.
But, I mean, the thing about it is it's so impressive from an evil point of view. From an evil point of view, they had it every which way stolen. The machines, the mail-in balloting, the drop boxes, the ballot harvesting, the Google manipulation, the social media manipulation, the Hunter Biden lies about the laptop. I mean, every which way, the bias and coverage, the debate debacle with the biased moderators, every which way they had. And then, of course, we had the pandemic and people were afraid. And
but they can't do it. I'm sorry. Yeah. This will be the third time.
Yeah.
The third election. So we had 2020.
2022.
2020. Okay. And now Maricopa County.
Right.
The machine company came out, one of the printers, and said, if you'd have just called us, you enlarged the paper and you made it a thick stock. We would have told you. We would have solved it.
The thing is that we had 2 years after 2020 to get ready for 2022. We had 2 years to be prepared, and we weren't. So I've got no confidence in
no, but they're showing their hands. Okay, we've got a president that says our kids aren't ours.
Yeah.
Okay, that women are men and men are women.
Right.
Okay, that advocates for men competing in women's sports.
He also says the most courageous people that he knows, not military veterans, not first responders, not lifesavers, doctors, and people working to save lives. The most courageous people he knows are trans people. Most courageous.
Yeah, I guess it was really courageous to like flash the country.
Yeah, right.
I'm so disrespectful.
And to have the pride flag on the same level as the American flag.
You know, I don't know if you noticed this, but okay, so there's the pride, the normal LGB.
Right.
Okay, I'm separating them. Mm-hmm. They're not the same. Mm-hmm. It's LGB and then TQ plus. Mm-hmm. And they have the normal LGB flag, but there's a triangle at the top that is the trans. They are literally putting themselves above
right.
the people who got them there.
You know, what has now developed.
And the LGB are mad.
You had Antifa. Now you've got Trantifa.
Oh, you took my line.
They're out there. They're out there.
They're all Trent. They're all Trantifa. Yeah.
All right. 504-556-9696. Let's get back to the phone calls. And we go to our friend who's going to be with us tomorrow night, Clay Cangelosi. What's going on, Clay? How are you, bud?
Hey.
Good evening. Good evening.
How you doing? And I think I got my buddy Derek Shepherd on hold, too. I think he's on hold also. That's going to go ahead and talk more about this and what's going on. Got to tell you, just got to bring it out to everybody what happened to me today at the Jefferson Parish Council. I was actually thrown out for the first time of the council meeting for calling out Byron Lean, calling him a jackass. At the council meeting. And
Clay!
You do not like that man. Clay! You do not like him. My gosh.
But I actually, at the end of the day, I called for his,
resignation.
I want all the documents, everything that he's done in business, because this is the most corrupt politician in Jefferson Parish. I mean,
why do you say that?
I don't know. Van Franken is a close second.
Why do you say that, Clay?
Well, when you're dealing with something like, in a sense of, you have a parade in your district and you're using funds, but the parade is put, I think, in his daughter's name, and he's using his fund to parade his business and allocating funds. Don't you think any of that money from his district has gone into his pocket? Let's look at the property that he bought for like $70,000 and sold it for $500,000. Let's look at that. And you know, he's enriching himself on the third district's dollar.
Well, let's bring on our friend who I guess is going to be running against him, a school board member and gentlemen, we haven't had on in a while, but good to have him back on. That is Mr. Derek Shepherd. And, Kobe, let's see if we can get Derek on as well. Hey, Derek, how are you? Good evening.
Hey, Jeff. And Clay, look, I'm sorry that you had to go through that foolishness, Clay, but you have the First Amendment right to say what you feel and your opinion. So I disagree with anyone kicking you out of the council meeting.
Why? So are you running against Mr. Lee, Derek?
I am seriously contemplating it, and I will make up my mind very shortly. But I agree with Clay, besides the very colorful animal that is used to pull a sleigh or whatever about a description. But I also agree with the corruptness that has been going on for the past 20 years in District 3 while the guy has been in power. You know, besides what we're talking about, but we're talking about, you also got to talk about the festivals that's been going on, where you've been having family members working at the festival that has been sponsored by the same council person in that area as well, Jeff. So you've got several examples of things that have been going on to the detriment of the people in this district.
Where are the watchdogs? Where are the people calling out all of this? Why is all this
Clay,
going
Clay
on?
Clay is
so
one
long?
Of them. I've been doing it. You have people, but you don't. There's a solid majority, and then there's some people that are just getting ready to explode for the upcoming election. So they'll be coming out.
Well, I'd love for you to come on my show, Derek, whenever you want. I'd love to visit with you more in depth, and I certainly want to talk about whether you run in this position or not. When are you going to make your decision?
Before the end of the either before the end of this month or sometime right after the 4th. We're looking at it. We're also studying it. We've got record requests, and we're looking at some of the monies that's been flowing in and out of his campaign. Different things as well. So we're trying to get our research together.
Keep me posted, Derek. Thank you, sir. And Clay, we'll see you tomorrow for Politics with a Punch. Thank you, guys. We're going to take a brief time out. Take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
All right, we're back. Wow, so much going on. It's a he said, she said.
None of it good.
There is some good news. There's a bit of good news we're going to share. Bud Light's reign over the American beer market for the past two decades has ended.
Modelo Especial, which is a Budweiser beer.
But it's not Bud Light. Has now taken the lead as the number one beer, 8.4% of beer sales. Bud Light stands at 7.3% of beer sales. Bud Light has plummeted since April when they decided to partner with Dylan Mulvaney, who you said went to the Tonys, huh?
Yeah, this person wearing woman's face was a guest of Meta, which is Facebook.
Facebook, right.
Oh, and this person, because I don't, there's no pronouns, okay?
Right.
This person also had Tony the Tiger there because Kellogg's is a sponsor. So they need to be boycotted too.
Kellogg's, I know, I saw a picture of this individual with Tony the Tiger. Wow. 504-556.
A furry.
9-6-9.
A furry. They're on the trans spectrum.
Just real, 1 minute, real quick. So if you were in Congress, would you support the impeachment of Joe Biden over these bribery allegations? Don't you think that's pretty serious stuff?
He could be impeached on so many things.
Here's the question.
Yes.
What are the Republicans waiting for?
I don't know.
That's a 64,000
question. They're going to be forced to do it because it's all coming full circle. The pieces are getting put in place. You know, this prosecutor, this is it, people. The prosecutor against Burisma was looking for corruption.
Yeah.
Obama appointed Biden as the to go to
Ukraine
and handle corruption.
Yeah. And all he did was bring in more corruption.
So then he gets there and he threatens the prosecutor. It gets better.
With the loan guarantee.
It gets better. Okay, so then Hunter gets on, and then there are tapes now of him, conversations, because you never can trust an oligarch, talking about the bribe.
I want to hear those tapes. 17 tapes.
Biden could bring back the rallying call of Watergate.
Yeah.
Release the tapes!
Yeah. All right, let's get some more calls in at 504-556-9696. Our friend Matthew in Metairie is with us. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. I'll be real fast. So where can I see a copy of the candidates forum from yesterday?
Which forum?
The candidates forum for Secretary of State from yesterday that Jeff went to.
Oh, okay. It's on Central City News on Facebook.
Oh, great. Facebook. I can't export anything from Facebook. It's like a spider's web. It goes into Facebook and stays there.
You can watch it there, though. You can watch it there. I mean, Woody's camera's there.
I can watch it there, but I like to spread stuff around. I like to give stuff a larger, with my 500 Gab followers.
So what are you going to be looking for in that forum? Because it's interesting.
Well, I heard some of it this morning. You said that the only one who takes the possibility of election corruption seriously is the guy we never hear from, Brandon Trosclair.
So, well, I've had him on my show. I've had him on my show. So I'm going to have him back on. I'm going to invite all of them on. I want to have all of them on. So anyway.
It'd be great if you could get our own congressman back on. Now, as for what they're waiting for, they're waiting for permission from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. To impeach.
As soon as the Chamber of Commerce has had enough, they will say, begin the impeachment. Until then.
Right.
Yeah. No.
All right, my friend.
All right, and one last.
Yeah, go ahead.
One last thing. If you want to hear Joe Biden talking with the President of Poroshenko, the old President of Ukraine, about corruption, listen to the first 15 minutes of the Dan Bongino podcast today.
Okay.
Oh, I'll definitely do that.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Thank you, my friend.
Matthew
in Metairie. You love Dan Bongino, right, Mimi? You listen
I use Facebook for the videos.
Yeah.
You know, you come in, and I'm glued right. to those videos.
So check out, if you want to see the Secretary of State form, the one I moderated yesterday, check it out on Central City News. And by the way, I'll be streaming live tomorrow morning on Central City News on Facebook, the Ringside Politics program. 504-556-9696. Our buddy, the Flaming Conservatives, got something to say. What's going on, sir? How are you? Good evening. Good evening.
Good afternoon, King Jeff. Good afternoon, Queen Mimi. And Prince Clay, you're doing a good job with the Jefferson Parish Council, if you're listening.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening. He's fired. He's fired up, that's for sure.
Yeah, like I said, when you and Mimi get on with Real America's Voice, Clay's going to be your he's going to be your correspondent along with Ben Berquam.
Okay.
Oh, I love him. We met him.
We did. We broke bread with Ben Berquam. Good guy. So what you got, my friend? Limited time. Yeah. What you got?
Okay, I want to go back to what Mimi was talking about earlier, Botox. Remember when I first met you, Mimi, and I said Nancy Pelosi gets Botox treatments in her you know what, and I made you laugh.
Yeah.
I thought she got injections through her nipple. That's what I thought.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, a little TMI. Yeah. But she definitely has too much Botox around her eyes. Yeah. I mean, she can't, I don't know how she blinks.
Yeah, she's just a nasty person. All right, my friend, we got one more we're going to squeeze in. Thank you, Flaming Conservative. Hope to see you tomorrow night at Politics with a Punch. All right, our good friend, Cajun Pro-Life, whistleblowing Buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. You got the final word this evening, my friend. Go ahead.
Thank you and God bless you. Good evening. Brother and sister, pro-life parents, patriots, police, military, cowboys, cowgirls, and whistleblowing buccaneers. God bless our real president, Donald Trump. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to our real president, Donald Trump. Truly happy birthday to you. Preserve, protect, and defend our great lady nation, America the Beautiful. Preserve, protect, and defend our real president, Donald J. Trump, and his whole family, because you and I are next. They plan to assassinate us all. Wake up, stand up, rise up and rise up, America. Donald Trump can still be like David versus Goliath, and America can still be like just David versus Goliath. May God recently bless you all. See you at our quarter view tomorrow night. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Amen, brother. All right, Mimi. Thank you, my dear.
Excited for tomorrow night.
Yes, it'll be fun. Hope everyone come join us over at 613 Clearview Parkway at the Quarter View. Doors open at 6. Events can begin at 8. And we're going to have a lot of fun. If you want some discount tickets in advance, go to ringsidepolitics.com. You can also try to win a pair. We'll be giving away tomorrow morning for Ringside Politics. All right, thanks to everyone who joined us. We'll be back next Wednesday for He Said, She Said. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside right here on WGSO.
Find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.